A record-breaking rise in the number of people looking for help in dealing with sexual abuse as a child. That's according to the annual report by the support charity One in Four. Last year, there was a 17% increase in the numbers contacting it, with the numbers of men seeking help reaching an all-time high. Deirdre Kenny is CEO of One in Four, and she's here. You're very welcome. What story does your report tell about 2024?
Well, 2024 was an unprecedented year for One in Four. We had an increase, as you said, of 17%. So we provided over 7,500 sessions to nearly 1,300 individuals. And as you said, we had a large increase in the number of men accessing the service.
Why was that?
We had the publication of the Scoping Inquiry Report, which followed on from the BlackRock Boys documentary. And I think, essentially, you know, there was a national conversation around the issue, and it really helped break down the stigma, especially for men. And we saw men of all ages coming forward. And one that really stands out for me in memory is a man in his 90s who called us one Friday afternoon to tell us about his experience. And I think that speaks volumes to the decades of this issue being hidden. But also, I think it's important to say that those rising numbers don't mean the problem is improving. It speaks more to the hidden issue.
And tell us more about people like that man, not him specifically, because we don't want to breach any of his privacy, but people like him who come forward after decades of, is it suppression, denial, is it a coping mechanism?
I think the experience of child sexual abuse instills a sense of responsibility in a child, and that is carried into adulthood. So a lot of the people that we work with feel a sense that there's something that they've done that allowed this to happen. And when the state speaks honestly and institutions take responsibility, it gives people the permission to step into a space where they can talk and identify with others' experience. And I think that's what we see time and time again.
Is it only at that point that they feel believed for the first time in some cases?
I think there's always a fear of not being believed. But I think when there is a collective solidarity, it gives people the permission to take a chance. Look, we know that most survivors don't come forward and disclose their abuse. And I think that speaks more to the society that we live in, and that we don't speak openly about this issue. And that responsibility is on all of us.
And what is the toll that takes on them individually?
It takes a toll on people's mental health, their physical well-being. I think it takes a toll on relationships. It takes a toll on our society, people's ability to work, to have healthy relationships. And I think, you know, that's the sad issue, is that we see the opportunity for prevention, that this issue is not inevitable. We can prevent it. And I think our rising numbers, and certainly the CSO's numbers in terms of this issue, is getting worse, not better. It's closer to 1 in 3 than 1 in 4 now. And I think it's time that we really invested in prevention.
How do you do that?
I think we need a coordinated approach. I think we need to look at the risks that children currently face. And I think, you know, we have a commission now that will look at decades of abuse in our schools. But I think we often react to, I suppose, the shock of this issue, and we don't really think strategically about how we can manage it into the future. I think we need to look at evidence-based prevention. We need collective action. We need to look at the risks that children face now online, for instance, and have robust measures to help protect children going forward.
But how do you characterise the level of abuse being suffered by children today? The peer-on-peer abuse.
Yes, there is a rise in that. And again, I think children are exposed to information and, I suppose, pornography online that we have never seen before. And unfortunately, we are repeating the patterns of the past. We are not holding institutions to account. And again, the situation is getting worse.
The different
better.
Types of institutions, yeah, that we talked about maybe from 50 years ago.
Exactly. Schools were not safe places for children 50 years ago. Unfortunately, phones now have created a similar situation where boundaries have collapsed and children are not protected.
Because despite all the conversations, and they do take place in secondary schools in particular, they're introduced at age-appropriate levels,
yes,
in primary schools, and then in the home as well. So you have all these conversations, and they're difficult ones, about consent, about agency. And yet the power of what is shown online, whether it's through pornography and other abuses, that seems to dominate, that seems to overwhelm people.
Unfortunately, these are commercial industries that are exploiting children, and we don't have sufficient legal remedies to prevent that. I think it's such a shocking issue that people choose not to see what is the reality of it. And unfortunately, our children are being damaged and we are not paying attention to that quickly enough. We need early intervention for people who are at risk of causing harm, and we need to invest. I think we need real leadership in this issue. We need investment, and I think it needs to be a collective action.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us this morning. Deirdre Kenny, CEO of 1in4, on the publication of their annual report, Historical Abuse, and as we've been talking about, very current abuse as well. If you've been affected by anything you've heard there this morning, you can contact the rte.ie/helplines. There's a series of organisations there who will help you. The 1in4 helpline is 01662 4070. It's 7:25.